The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, Text Number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 29th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: Suta Goswami said, O learned Brahmanas, Maharaj Parikshit then began to rule over the world as a great devotee of the Lord under the instructions of the best of the twice-born Brahmanas. He ruled by those qualities which were foretold by expert astrologers at the time of his birth.
So, there are many important words in this verse. First is Dijavarja Shikshaya, trained by the best of the Brahmins. Dija means twice born. First birth by the father and mother, and second birth by the spiritual master. That is Vedic civilization. Dijavan. One must take twice birth. Once birth, father and mother, that is done by the cats and dogs. Any birth, either you take a birth as a cat or dog or human being or anything, they require father and mother. So that birth is not sufficient. Therefore, a Vaishnava Kavi says, Janame janame sab pita mata pai, Krishna guru nahi mile bhaja haviya. In any birth, you'll get father mother. It is natural. Without father mother, how can you get a body? So therefore it is said, Janame janame, in any birth, either human being or cat, dog, snake or tree or insect, will get fine. But in every birth you cannot get Krishna and Guru. That is not possible. So this birth you can get. This human form of birth you can get. That is the special significance. Father, mother, you can get any birth. It doesn't matter. But you cannot get Krishna and Guru. That you can get in this birth. Therefore, twice birth. You must get another birth through the initiation of the spiritual monk. Diksha. Diksha means initiation. Di means dibba, jnana. And kha means khapayati. From the day of initiation, you simply get spiritual knowledge, transcendental knowledge. That is the special significance of human form of body. Therefore, in the Vedic civilization, the classification is made. First class, second class, third class, fourth class. Men. There are three gunas. The material world is conducted by three gunas, means the quality of goodness, the quality of passion, the quality of ignorance, and mixed. So first, second, third, and the mixed equal to third, fourth. That is called varnasram, chaturvarnam, guna karma vibhagas, according to quality and karma. So, the first, second and third class division, they are all dijas, twice born. Brahman, Kshatri and Vaishya. Dija means sanskar, reformation, to mold the character. That is called sanskar. Just like you can train even a tiger, even an animal, to dance according to your desire. That is practical. So you cannot train a human being to become a brahmana with such intelligence, but there is no such training. They're simply telling all cats and dogs. But the Vedic civilization takes this opportunity of human being to make him perfect in his life. What is that perfection? That perfection is to understand God and become his devotee. That is perfect. Not that to become very stout and strong as the tiger, or as cunning as the jackal. Not that. That is not training. According to division, the training was there. The first class training is brahmana. Brahmana means they must be truthful first. Satya, sama, dama, titikha. They must be able to control the senses, control the mind. Satya, sama, dama, titikha must be tolerant. Titikha, arjava. Very simple. Gyanam, full knowledge. Vijnanam, practical application in life. Satya, sama, dama, titikha. Suci, cleanliness. Brahma karma samavajam. They should be trained. A class of men should be trained for these qualities. They are called brahmana. No? Similarly, another class, second class, they should be trained up as kshatriya, very powerful, never goes away from the challenge of fighting, juddhi chappalaya, no? Not that the fighting is going on and the so-called president is sitting in his parlor and smoking cigarette, no? Juddhi chappalayanam. Everyone is fighting, then I must go in the front. He'll fight. Otherwise, how people will encourage? The chief man is in the background and poor man is there fighting. No. Juddhi chappalayanam. That is kshatriya. So, similarly, vaishya. Vaishya, they should be trained in three things, product. Krishi go raksha vanijyam vaishya karma sabhavajam. Krishi, agriculture. Go raksha, cow protection. Go raksha. That is essential. Agriculture and cow protection. And vanijyam. Vanijyam means trade. If there is excess milk product, if there is excess grain product, then you can sell to others. Nowadays, the trade is that you take as much milk as you can and then kill the animal and sell the flesh to other countries. That is going on. No, goraksha. Goraksha, cow protection is very, very essential in human society because it gives the milk. The miracle food, you can prepare hundreds and thousands of preparations, all not only delicious, but brain maintaining. You can get good brain. Therefore, goraksha, cow protection is especially recommended. Not that animal protection. If you want to eat meat, you can eat many other animals there, but don't eat the cows. This is Vedic civilization. Kishi guraksha vanijyam vaishya karma sabhavajam paricharyatmakam kajam sudra karma sabhavajam. And those who are neither Brahmin, they have no brain to become Brahmin or to become Kshatriya or Vaishya. They are called Shudras. And a Shudra's business is to serve the other upper three classes, laborer, worker classes, and satisfied with some service. So here it is said that Tata Parikshit Dvijavarga Shikshaya. He was educated and trained up by the best class of the Brahmins, not by the Shudras. Shudras training, what he can become? He can become a rascal, that's all. The training was entrusted to the first class Brahmin, who is himself trained up to speak truth, satya sama dama, to remain clean, to become very simple in habit, to become master of knowledge and practically application. Such person should be the trainer, should be the teacher. Not a third class rascal becomes a teacher and professor. He has no idea how to speak truth. He is speaking all lies, theories, and getting Nobel Prize. Such a Shudra is honored at the present moment. You see, who has no knowledge. So many so-called philosophers and scientists simply speaking lies and untruth. They have no knowledge. As soon as you challenge them, they will say, yes, we are trying. In future we shall do it. But if you are trying, then where is your knowledge? Why you are taking the post of a teacher? You are a cheater. You have no full knowledge and still you are putting some theory to mislead the people. For example, just like they are putting on this theory that matter, from matter life has come. All right, in matter, from life has come from matter. Just prove it. Take matter, whatever materials you want, take, and produce a life. That we shall see in future. Then why are you talking this nonsense? Science means observation and experiment. There must be experiment also. But without experiment, they are putting on this theory and getting Nobel Prize. Although it is not a fact. We know, we are followers of Vedic principle, we know that matter or life, everything comes from life, not from matter. We know it's certain. How do you know? Krishna says, matta sarvam pravartati. Everything comes from me, and Krishna is the supreme life. So we have no difficulty. Because we know matta sarvam sarvam means matter and life, both. Everything. There are two things, matter and life. There is no third thing. So, Krishna says, aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the original source of everything. Everything means matter and there are two things. Matter and life. That is not very difficult to understand. So, sarvam, aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate, iti matya bhajanti imam, buddha bhava sabandhita. Iti matya. When one understands this, that Krishna is the source of both matter and life. So, devotees are not rascals. They are in full knowledge. Iti matya. When they are confident that Krishna is the source of everything. Iti matya. Bhajante ma. They become my devotee. Iti matya bhajante ma. Buddha. Buddha means highly elevated in knowledge. Buddha. Just like Lord Buddha. Elevated knowledge. So Buddha. So how this knowledge can be gotten? Unless one is trained by Dvijavarga Shiksha, a first-class learned Brahmin. One has to learn from him, not from the rascals, fools, cats and dogs. No, that is not learning. Dvijavarga Shiksha. So Parikshit Maharaj, his first qualification is not only Parikshit Maharaj, but all the kings during the monarchy. Monarchy does not mean because he is a son of king, therefore he should be king. No. He should be fully trained up. by the Dijavada, by the best class of Brahmins. That is monarchy. So Parikshit Maharaj, Tata. Tata means thereafter. After his father's, Pancha Pandav, his father and uncles retired and left kingdom, entrusting everything to the grandchild, because their sons all died in the battle of Kurukshetra. Parikshit Maharaj only, he was saved because he was a posthumous child. After the death of his father in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he was in the womb of his mother, he took birth. And his grandfathers took care of him. This is Parikshit Maharaj's life. He did not see his father from birth. So these grandfathers, they retired, entrusted, the whole kingdom was entrusted to the grandchild, Maharaj Parikshit. So he was trained up by the first-class Brahmin, Tatapparikshit Dijavarjo Shikshaya, Mahin Mahabhagavato Sasasaha. Mahin means its earthly planet, up to Maharaj Parikshit. 5,000 years ago, the whole world was being ruled over by one king, one emperor. There are no so many nations, or no so many presidents, or no. Simply one king. Mahin. This word, Mahin means the earthly planet. This is the history. From Mahabharata, we understand that the whole world was under one flag. This Pandavas. Now United Nations means 3,000 flags. 3,000 nations. So, that is not democracy or that is not good ruling. The best ruling is monarchy, and monarch means he must be a perfectly trained person by the best Brahmins. That is perfect law. Not that this democracy, some rascals and fools, they are voting another rascal and fool, and by hook and crook he comes to the post, he does not like to give it up and makes things very miserable. This kind of government, now your Senate is proposing, let us pray to God how we can get good government. They're coming down to again. But why not train? Now you are going to pray to God, please give us good government. Why don't you elect a person, Mahabhagavata? Mahabhagavata. That is Krishna consciousness movement. That people, you become devotees. Bhagavata. And you select one Mahabhagavata to be your ruler. Then you'll be happy. Not only Bhagavata. Not of your caliber. It is still farther. There are three kinds of devotees. three kinds of devotees means neophyte, middle class, and Mahabhagavata means one who can see God in everything and everything in God. That is Mahabhagavata. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Sarva bhuteshu japasya atma. He does not see anything except God. Everything in God and God in everything. That is the qualification of Mahabhagavata. So just see how elevated was Maharaj Parikshit. That he was Mahabhagavata. In another place, he has been, I forget that word, that is also Mahabhagavata. So Parikshit Maharaj was not an ordinary person. He was Mahabhagavata. Mahi Mahabhagavata Sasasa ruled over. A great devotee. It does not mean a great devotee is simply engaged in chanting Hare Krishna mantra. No. A great devotee may be the chief of the executive function of the state. He can be the... That is required. Not that only Mahabhagavata required in church or temples. No. Mahabhagavata required also as the head of the chief executive function. That is also required. Otherwise how people will be happy? Every field, there must be Mahabhagavata. My Guru Maharaj used to say that when we shall see that the high court judges are devotees of Krishna, then our preaching will be somewhat forward. So that is the aim of Krishna Consciousness Movement. That everyone, at least those who are ruling, those who are on the executive function, they must be all Mahabhagavata. Under them everything should be ruled. Then people will be happy, because they will never do anything in justice. Their only desire is, Mahabhagavata is, how to give relief to the suffering humanity. That is Mahabhagavata. So, Parikshit Maharaj was Mahabhagavata, and therefore he was entrusted to rule over. Not an ordinary man. Jatahi Sutya Abhijata Kovya. Here is another important one. So, Jatha, as he was foretold, Sutya means in the maternity condition, maternity home or maternity room, Sutya, still the system is current in India, that when a lady is going to give birth to a child, she is offered a separate room where the child will take birth and are taken care. Now they are sending in the hospital, there is another thing. But the system is, when the delivery is imminent, then one room is selected. That is called Sutika ghar or Sutika room. That is referred here. Sutya means Sutya, as soon as the child is born, Sutya, in that maternity room, immediately Abhijata Kovita. Abhijata Kovita means, Kovita means expert, learned scholars. And Abhijata, they will immediately make horoscope and tell about this newly born child, what is going to happen in his life in future. That is called astrology. It is called Jatakarma, reformation. There are 10 kinds of reformation. The first reformation is Garbhadhan Sanskar. Garbhadhan Sanskar means when the father is going to give birth to a child. It is not a secret affair. It is an open affair. Now, this is the good auspicious day, and today the father will implant the seed of the son in the womb of the mother. There is great function. That is called Garbhadhan Sanskar. And there are witnesses, all the Brahmins, that this day, such and such time, this king or this person has begotten this child. Just like when the child is born, it is recorded in the government book. Similarly, when one is going to give birth to a child, that is also recorded. That is called Garbhadhan Sanskar. Not that like cats and dogs in secrecy we have sexual intercourse, and if there is pregnancy, give some contraceptive pill or kill the child. How rascal and animal have been introduced in the human society. You see? Here the Garbhadhan Sanskar a child has to be born. How it will be nice when the mentality of the father and mother is completely Krishna conscious. So that when there will be sexual intercourse, the mentality of the child will be Krishna conscious. This is Garbhadhan Sanskar. So, as before giving birth there is a reformation ceremony, similarly, immediately child is born, there is another reformation ceremony that is called Jatakarma. Jatakarma means immediately learned scholar, Brahmins, astrologer will come and they will make the horoscope of the child. So here it is said, Jatahi Sutya Obhijatako Vida Samadhisan, as they foretold, that this child will be hero like this, he will be like this, that are described in the Bhagavatam. And it was also said at that time that this child will die being cursed by a Brahmin. That was also foretold. It is still such kind of astrology there in India. They will speak what you were in your last birth and what you are now and what you will be in your next birth. That is astrology. So, still there are Bhigu Sanghita. Anyone go and you simply give them your exact time of birth, then they will make immediately horoscope. Immediately. Still there is. As I told you, that in my horoscope, it was declared that after 7 years, I shall go to the foreign countries and I shall establish many temples. In my horoscope, right? Now I see it is coming practically. So that is horoscope. So this, Abhijata Kovida, expert astrologers, they whatever they predicted, everything was performed by Maharaj Parikshit, Samadhisan, Vipra, Mahat Gunastata. So all the high qualities, Parikshit Maharaj was in his childhood play, he was worshipping Radha Krishna deity, childhood play. Just like our children, some of them, they are worshipping Jagannath. This is required from the very childhood. Prahlad Maharaj therefore says, Komaro acharit praga dharmana bhagavatamiha. Durlabha manasanga janma. Just like began. That's this human form of life is the only opportunity to become free from this material entanglement. To become perfect. So it is the duty of the father, it is the duty of the guru, it is the duty of the king, government, to give all opportunities that no more birth. This is the last birth. Now you go back to home, back to Lord. That is government. No more again coming as cats and dogs and trees. And if we do not do that, then again we enter into the cycle of birth and death. This is the risk. So this civilization is so risky that people are not being given the real right that human being has the right to understand God and to make his relationship re-established and go to home, back to God, back to home. That is the real facility to the people. The program should be made like that the human life may not be missed. That is God, man. Therefore, a Mahabhagavata, a great devotee, advanced devotee, should be on the head of the executive function. That is the idea of Vedic civilization. Thank you very much.